אני רוצה להגיד רק, אתם שמתם לב שאני
I just want to say, you pay attention that I participate in the singing that we have between the parts in the lesson, and always if there's such a thing. It's a place to connect. It's a place to integrate. It doesn't matter if I understand the words in Italian, let's say, or English. It doesn't bother me. I am with everybody in one action. And whether I want it or not, it doesn't matter. It's an opportunity for me to express my exertion to connect between us. And it is truly a very strong connection. It's a strong action with such connections that we can perform between us during the lessons. We can attain much more than the lesson itself. You hear me? By participating in singing between the lessons, we can attain more spirituality than the lesson itself. So I recommend for everybody, let's see us all inspired singing together. We don't have many opportunities to be together and do an action, all of us together. Here we can all be together. So please, let's not miss out on this opportunity. Please, Moshe.
אז אנחנו נקרא בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We'll read in the writings of Baal HaSulam, article for the speech for the completion of the Zohar. We're going to read starting from, we should know that spiritual matters. You can send questions to kab.tv or Sriva Tova, and selected questions will be asked here. We should know that spiritual matters are not like corporeal matters, where giving and receiving come as one. Since in spirituality, the time of giving and the time of receiving are separate. This is because first it was given from the Creator to the receiver. And in this giving, He only gives him a chance to receive. However, he has not received anything until he is properly sanctified and purified. And then one is rewarded with receiving it. Thus, it may take a long time between the time of giving and the time of receiving. Accordingly, saying that this generation has already come to the verse, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, refers only to the giving. Yet we have not yet come to a state of reception. When we are purified, sanctified, studied, and exerted in the desired amount, the time of reception will arrive, and the verse, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, will come true in us.
But at least already we got to a state that all Kabbalists of all generations, all of the history of humanity, didn't feel it. They weren't in it. Our state is so special. That's why we need to try and not miss this, to adapt ourselves to this, to be prepared to this, to be similar, resemble this role that fell on us. And look what he's writing. It's a beautiful article. He wrote it. He didn't write this article. He was speaking. They had a meal in Meiron, where the tomb of Rabbi Shimon is. When they published the Zohar for the first time, then he spoke this. That's why it's called the article for the completion of the Zohar. So he spoke, and as usual, the students wrote, and then they put together what he was speaking, he corrected it, and that's where the article came from. So, first of all, it's something huge that we're in this time, that I guess we're ready, according to the upper plan, to be those ones correcting this process, all of humanity, everybody, to Gmar Tikkun, and to follow what Bala Sulam is saying. And now that we think whether it can wait for later, we see 100 years ago he was speaking about it and he wanted this. Yes.
We continue. Also, it is known that redemption and the complete attainment are intertwined. The proof is that anyone who is drawn to the secrets of the Torah is also drawn to the land of Israel. And this is why we were promised, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord only at the end of days, meaning during the time of redemption. Thus, as we have not yet been rewarded with the time of reception in the complete attainment, but only with the time of giving, by which we have been given a chance to achieve a complete attainment, so it is with redemption. We have been rewarded with it only in the form of giving. The fact of the matter is that the Creator delivered our holy land from the foreigners and has given it back to us. Yet we have not received the land into our own authority, since the time of reception has not yet come, as we explained concerning the complete attainment. Thus, he is given, but we have not received.
Moscow 7.
In the second part that we read just now, it says,
when
we are purified, when we study, we invest the right effort, we will reach attainment.
That's where all our exertion has to be, to disconnect from the intention to receive, to connect between us with the intention to bestow, in order to reveal, in this new connection, in order to bestow, to reveal the upper light that is entirely in order to bestow according to equivalence of form. And by this, we reach Gmar Tikkun.
The desired measure of exertion is desired by the Creator?
It's according to the general law. The Creator that created the will to receive, by this, determines to begin with that the upper light that created the will to receive, by this, created the desire in such a way that the desire has to reach the qualities of the light entirely to bestow, that there'll be a desire and the light that are equal in the tendency between them. For that reason, the will to receive, in order to receive, is also determined by the light that broke it and made it opposite of himself, and also the will to receive that corrects itself has to reach the same quality of the light that to begin with the Creator establishes towards creation. Ita 3.
Ultimo pezzo dell'articolo. Bala Sulam mixa la parte corporea dell'Israele con il fatto che non è stata ricevuta.
In the last part, Bala Sulam mixes the corporeal part, physical part of Israel. He talks about politics.
That's what it seems to us. Actually, it's not like that. In nowhere does he speak about corporeality. Sometimes he'll give an example from the corporeal towards the spiritual. But obviously, there is no difference between, well, There's no connection between corporeality and spirituality. You can live on the north or south pole of the earth, and by this you can be adhered to something called the land of Israel, because land comes from the word eretz, ratzon, a desire. And Israel is yeshar kel, that you correct yourself to be in a direction towards Israel. The fact that in our world we get like a corporeal example, that the group of Abraham went out of Babylon and reached the land of Israel, Canaan, and then Egypt, and then back, all it is a geographic illustration. It has nothing that influences a person's qualities, inner qualities. Like Baal HaSulam writes somewhere else that Jerusalem of today is the place of the Klipa, because it's the shattering, it's in the worst state of shattering. So we need to go only after spiritual definitions and not corporeal like religious people. For us, there's only a spiritual level, and that's where the corrections are, and that's where we are. All the corrections are in connections between the souls and desires, and there's no connection whatsoever to corporeal things, otherwise we'll fall into idol worshipping. Is that clear? Hebrew 10.
It's clear what you said. Nevertheless, there's a question. What does Baal HaSulam talk about when he says that we received the land, but we didn't receive it?
I don't know. I want to stop you a little bit. You don't have to ask about everything. Let others. Okay? That's too much. Too much. Just connect to others a bit and then ask after them. That'll be better. PT 19.
Baal HaSulam says that you should know that spiritual matters are not as corporeal matters, where giving and receiving are as one. Then he enters the part of spirituality. He says, spirituality is time of giving and time of receiving are separate. And yes. Understood that.
First of all, what is spiritual and corporeal? What is corporeal? You tell me.
It's the will to receive.
Oh, you heard? Everybody heard? Now he said it correct. Amazing, right? Sometimes it's like the will to receive is called corporeality. The desire, it's also for us a spiritual discernment, but when it thinks of itself, it's called corporeal. And that's what Baal HaSulam writes about, that is corporeality. And not this land or all these buildings around, that's called the imaginary world. That's called the imaginary world. That is something else. We have a will to receive in order to receive, and it is called corporeality. And there is a desire in order to bestow that we have to reach, and what we will feel in that will be called spirituality. What are you asking?
So he says spirituality, the giving and receiving time come separately. It says, because first it was given from the creator to the receiver, and in his giving, he only gives him a chance to receive, but he didn't receive anything. What does it mean that giving and receiving are separate?
In spirituality, there is no time, as we can depict. That's why their giving and receiving can be, in our feelings, completely different and distant from one another. We'll speak about it. I understand your difficult point there, but I can't concentrate on it now and give you an answer. USA, LA. California.
Thank you. Why does it feel like Baal HaSulam is talking to us from a level of reason? like he's promised us some kind of reward that was promised that at the days of redemption, the whole earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. It feels like he's speaking to us from a level of reason and some kind of reward here. Is that correct?
I don't understand where you're getting this from. Meaning that us in the days of redemption, redemption is called that we come out of exile, right? Maybe we need to read the Exile and Redemption article. Dudi Akoka, do you hear me? Write it. And then we can raise ourselves from the degree of exile to the degree of redemption. And in such a state that we're in redemption, so we can see from one end of the world to the other. We know everything that's happening. We can connect all these things together. What did you ask?
What is for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
Because the corrected will to receive is called the land, the desire. Eretz comes from the word ratzon, land and desire. And it will be entirely fulfilled with the revelation of the Creator. That is called the land is full of the knowledge of the Creator. As it's written, and they will all know me from small to big. He's asking right. We have to keep reminding ourselves and even write it down that the spiritual definitions will always be there before us and not the corporeal definitions that always jump up and want to come back again and again. Okay? Good. Everybody just relaxed. Moshe, let's go.
So we continue. Since we have no economic independence, and there is no political independence without economic independence. Moreover, there is no redemption of the body without redemption of the soul. As long as the majority of people are captive in the foreign cultures of the nations and are incapable of Israel's religion and culture, the bodies too will be captive under the alien forces. In this respect, the land is still in the hands of foreigners.
You can say that in spirituality too, like we were just learned, but also in corporeality, that we want to exchange the orders that people will live in a different way in the last generation and bestow in a nice attitude towards one another, a nice connection between one another. So we have to bring them the method of correction. There is no other choice. Otherwise, this world will keep descending and descending to an abyss. And just after great suffering, a small amount of people will be left. The rest will just kill each other. So only a small amount of people will remain, and they will build the new humanity in the last generation. So we need to try that that won't happen, that we will all of humanity, all the nations, everybody will reach that connection called the last generation. Yeah?
The proof is that no one is excited about the redemption, as it should have been with redemption after 2 millennia. Not only are those in the diaspora not inclined to come to us and delight in the redemption, but a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to get rid of this redemption and return to the countries from which they came. Thus, even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not received it and we are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. At that time, the temple will be built and we will receive the land in our own authority. Then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to this, nothing will change. There is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of the foreigners, in law, in economy, and in the work of the Creator. Thus, all we have is an opportunity for redemption.
This is what I'm telling you, that until we won't take the ego out of our hearts and start connecting correctly between us, the Creator will not be able to clothe in us. And that is called redemption. The difference between exile and redemption is the appearance of the Creator within man, within the group. That is what we need to reach. New York 4.
The Creator's plan will be fulfilled one way or another. All we're doing is just trying to make the process pleasant for everybody?
No.
Not pleasant for everybody. It has to be pleasant in the eyes of the Creator. By this, we speed up the times, and by this, we try to give as much exertion as we can in order to reveal Him as quick as possible through our efforts. We don't want this to be quick, that we want to be quick at this, and not any corporeal, egoistic form. We want it all to do it only to give Him contentment. Otherwise, we don't reach the goal.
So He wants us to do it quickly for Him.
He wants to do it for our good. And we want to do it for His good. And by that, we are in mutual bestow to one another. PT 9.
Before, when it's not speaking about the corporeal land of Israel, how to understand the sentence, those who are redeemed and are already sitting among us?
Sitting among us. In the complete way of the word, inside us, in each and every one of us, there's an ego that is still not corrected. Those are the nations that resist connection, and they are in each and every one of us.
But he said that a great part have been redeemed. Who are they?
There are those qualities that supposedly already want to be in redemption, and there are Kabbalists, part of the general vessel, that are already in redemption, and we want to connect to them. We will connect to them in the future. He looks at this differently than you. He looks in a global way, and all the soul of Adam Rishon is speaking at the general correction.
Yeah, but in the entire sentence, maybe we can read it. But a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to get rid of this redemption and return to their countries from which they came.
Those are your corrupted qualities. That's what they are thinking.
So what does it mean that these qualities have been redeemed?
Redeemed means that you will correct them and drive them out.
I don't understand. Can you explain that sentence?
You try and understand it without your questions that are all through the will to receive, that it's all speaking about the will to bestow. A person from his will to bestow is explaining it to your tiny brain, the childish brain, and your will to receive what to do. try and understand him. What is he saying? He's saying that in you, there's a part of the will to bestow. There is. And by that, you are called Jewish, because in somewhat, you yearn for unity. Along with that, you have a lot of not Jewish, but the nations of the world that don't want connection at all. And there's a struggle between those and those. Who are you with? That's it. We have to feel that we're continuing the same direction like Abraham. Same thing. Nothing changed. Who came to Abraham? All the nations of Babylon? Those who felt that he is speaking to the point, and that connection is the salvation from all the crisis in Babylon. We have to reach a state today that we as Abraham that came to us, that all the Babylonians in this great big world, they will come to us and they will be able to get the method of connection from us. Love thy friend, love will cover all crimes. What else do you need? You want to go into politics and the attitude between the Jew and the Goy? You can't see any change in that. What relations is there between a Jew and the nations today? That everybody is going to the same state as Babylon before they heard Abraham? Today we are Babylon.
Well, don't need to think that the external state, let's say in Israel, we're going through the height of Corona, is a result of the inner struggle in me between these two forces?
That's something else. Also, of course, it's a result of us not being corrected. Each one a bit, but the main thing in the connection between us. And that's not only in Israel, it's in the whole world. You can think only about Israel today because you are in the period of the last generation. Okay. So, till tomorrow, he calmed down. Moshe, another part.
Yeah, we continue. It follows that our generation is the generation of the days of the Messiah. This is why we have been granted the redemption of our holy land from the hands of the foreigners. We have also been rewarded with the revelation of the Book of Zohar, which is the beginning of the realization of the verse, "For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord." And they will teach no more, for they will know me from the least of them to the greatest of them.
So each one of us was rewarded with something, that all our alien thoughts, alien desires have left them in something. That's why we feel a tendency towards the purpose of creation. But still, it's not enough. Even though in each and every one of us, there's a part called the land of Israel, a desire aimed to the Creator. It's not enough. We also all have to be everyone divided into those two parts. The Jew that yearns towards unity, and the nations that yearn towards separation, each one is still not connected with the one surrounding him as he is. That's why we need to, through dissemination, to reach a connection between us. And we have, well, Tel Aviv 10.
Who are those foreigners he's talking about? Who are the foreigners they're talking about here?
It's your will to receive. It's your will to receive. You didn't hear that we relate in the perception of reality that there is no reality. I only see what I have inside me.
So the foreigners are from within my will to receive.
There is nothing else. Also explain it to that professor. There is nothing else. Only us seeing ourselves from inside. The problem is to keep doing that ping pong. Inside, outside, this way, that way. I understand it's difficult. And I am also going wild with my explanations. But what can I do? No choice. Until we don't get that whole picture at least once in some small revelation, so it'll always be like this.
Info.
Thank you.
Info.
Info Shai.
Info Shai.
Yes. We want to go over the schedule quickly. 10:30, we meet for a meeting with the content team. 10:30 to 11:30 Israel time, and then 6 to 7:30 p.m. lesson on tests and above reason. We drop.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Together.